You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. Give us a follow on social media. Our handle is at Daily Migs. BuzzFeed. They always put out these awesome articles. And in one recent one, they list off the things that everyone does but never talks about.
Okay.
So how many of these things have you experienced? When you get a call from a weird number, you immediately Google it.
Oh, I'm Googling it before the call is even over.
Same.
Like, if I see it on my phone, I'm like quickly like writing down, memorizing the number and going onto Google, which is so dumb because it's just going to be spam anyway.
Every time, potential spam.
And then I'll just go down that rabbit hole. I'm like, I just wasted 4 or 5 minutes of my day based on this spam phone call.
Oh, yeah. What about this one?
Okay.
For the travelers in the room. When your flight doesn't board for an hour and you need to eat, do you walk to your gate first anyway just to make sure it's there and you know where you're going?
Every time. And I always think I'm such a weirdo for that. I'm glad that this one got brought up. I don't know. That's our first stop. Like, and my wife always thinks I'm hilarious because she's like, let's go to the Hudson's and let's go get some food. I'm like, no. Let's find our gate first. She's like, we're in gate C10 and right now I'm looking at gate C1. She's like, I'm willing to guess that we're close to it. I'm like, you just don't know. What if things have gotten changed? What, you know, I always get so nervous about that.
You got to get your bearings.
Yeah. So everyone else does that too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do that. I do it more for the reason of I'm like, oh, I want to go see what food options are around the gate in that area. Like, it's not necessarily that I want to check that the gate's still there. I'm like, there might be a McDonald's over there. Or there might be a Wendy's over there.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want more opportunities to see what other options there are before we make a knee-jerk reaction and just purchase the first thing that's selling food.
Yep. Get the lay of the land.
Plus, wouldn't it be hilarious if you showed up to C10 and you're like, well, see, I was right. It's gone. It went from C9 to C11. And you're like, where did that one go? It's at the other end of the airport.
What about this one? You're breathing fine until you lie down, and then one nostril immediately closes up.
No, honestly, I don't think that one ever happens, but now it's gonna because I'm gonna think about it tonight.
I have a deviated septum, so I have one nostril that's not.
For life?
Yes.
You've had that?
Oh, yeah. Since I was in probably elementary school is when.
Oh, I don't know if like something happened, like you took a ball to the nose or something like that.
I did take a ball to the nose.
Was this in college?
No. This was in elementary school. And my older cousin, he was like, hey, throw the basketball up and try to hit the power lines. So I did. And it came back down and I didn't catch it.
Just punched you right in the nose.
Smacked me right in the nose. And I've had kind of, I don't think it was actually broken, but it like. It look how crooked my nose is.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Actually.
Oh, yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah, it's very Owen Wilson like.
Oh, no.
It is. And now when I'm talking, you'll look for it. Because when I talk and my mouth moves, my.
Wow. I actually have noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a crooked mouth, you have a crooked nose.
We don't need to know what's crooked on you guys.
Oh,
you
no,
just
no,
that
no,
to yourself,
no,
all right?
No,
shout out
no.
to Ray J.
Oh, my God.
Okay, another thing on this BuzzFeed list of things that everyone does, but no one ever talks about. One pocket holds your phone, the other holds everything else.
1,000% yes.
Well, yeah. I don't relate to this as much because I'm a purse carrier, but. Oh.
Literally, I'm wearing quote-unquote jeans. None of the pockets are real. So
what,
I can't
they're make-believe
relate.
Pockets?
Yes. It looks like I have pockets in the back. This isn't working.
Wait, you don't even have a back pocket?
Nope. Nope. It's all fake.
I hope you got those on a discount then.
I didn't.
You know why that is, though? Because if you have things in your cell phone pocket and you pull it out, they fly out.
Oh, see, I'm more worried about scratching the screen with like my keys or something like that.
Oh, you got to get one of the fancy protector things.
Oh, I do. Like I had the one when I got my new phone. It's the one that like they just like... They just like put some kind of like liquid on it and it hardens.
Oh.
Just like they just drip it all over your screen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And look, you wouldn't even know. Look at this thing.
Did you buy it in Nelly?
Yeah.
I bought it at Lovers. Isn't that where we all buy our cell phones?
Yes.
No?
What about this one? If you need a specific item at the grocery store but someone's standing in front of it, you pretend to shop for something else until they move?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't need pasta sauce, but this damn lady's in front of the Korean barbecue sauce, damn it.
This one I love. Danny, I feel like you'll also relate to this. The satisfying feeling when your ear randomly pops and your hearing increases by 50%. And Danny and I have ear problems.
Yeah, immediately. I notice it on planes a
planes
lot more.
Planes especially.
Like, all of a sudden you're landing and you're like, why can't I hear? And then you swallow and it pops and you're like, oh my God.
There'll be times where even if you're driving and you don't realize you've gotten like a high altitude or whatever, and you're like, all of a sudden it pops open. You're like, wow, I forgot that I couldn't hear for like the last hour and a half.
Sometimes it even happens to me going up and down an elevator.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Craziness. What about this one? when you walk into a store to buy something but they don't have it, when you walk out, you feel like you're shoplifting even though you aren't?
I do.
I always feel that way. Like, they're watching me. They're going to chase me down thinking I got things in my pocket.
I'd start running. I'm like, I don't even want to be caught. No, I will start looking around like, I hope not. But that makes it look even more guilty.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, you're looking around to make sure that nobody notices that you're leaving without anything.
Stressful.
Or at times where, have you ever gone to a place because you just needed to use the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, well, maybe I should buy something just to do them like a solid. Like, yeah. You know, and then you don't, and you act like, at least I do this, I act like I couldn't find what I needed. Like, I'm putting my hand, I wish I couldn't find it. I thought for sure they had that laundry detergent. I guess I'll go over to Fred Meyer. It's like, why am I putting on a show when they probably don't even give a crap that I just used their bathroom and I walked out?
It's like some 15, 16-year-old running the cash register, like, look at this guy.
This loser. Dude, we get it. You had to poop. Just keep going. Oh, somebody said when we go back to the airplane gates, we find our gate, and then either me or my husband stays with our daughter, and then the other goes to get food, so we have seats to wait right before boarding. That's a brilliant move.
That is. Because I don't like standing.
Yeah, and then, of course, everyone's taking, like, it's like every other seat's being taken. Someone's, like, luggage is on one seat, and you're just like,
I like to shimmy in there and between two people.
Well, yeah, you also don't want to sit next to anyone. Have you ever noticed that? It's always, you never take the seat next to someone.
No, unless you want to make them feel weird.
Well,
which would be kind of funny if I sat next to him, grabbed my foot-long Subway sub and just ate it in front of him. This is delicious, you think?
Start telling about your drizzle phone.
You guys have this thing on your phone where you just drizzle some liquid and it hardens?
Oh, my.